Good morning, and thanks for downloading and listening. You've queued up an audio edition of Offbeat Oregon Du Jour, a daily RSS podcast feed brought to you by the Offbeat Oregon History weekly newspaper column. Each day, we bring you a new story from our archives, stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai'd sailors and Skid Road bordellos and pirates and robbers and unsolved mysteries and all sorts of wonderful stuff from the back pages of the history of the state of Oregon. To get these delivered regularly, direct to your podcatcher each day, direct your podcatcher to ofor.us/p. These podcasts are proudly simple. No bumper music, no radio assets, nothing. Just me reading the column to you and occasionally throwing in a comment or two. My goal is to make it possible for you to read the columns without reading the columns. If these podcasts were a movie, they'd be rated PG. Like the Offbeat Oregon newspaper column, they would be rated PG. Most people will find them suitable for family listening. Now, today's column was first published on December 20th, 2010. Its title is Depot Bay, the world's smallest harbor, used to be even smaller. The overview is, tiny coastal town was once known for the oldest privately owned aquarium in the U.S. Thanks to a decision not to fill in the spouting horn with cement, it's a popular place for storm watchers today. Here's the article. 15 minutes from the world's shortest river along the Oregon coast lies the world's smallest navigable harbor. And it used to be even smaller. Until it was expanded 45 years ago, its rocky, twisting entrance was just 30 feet wide, and at low tides the fishing boats at the docks tipped over and lay on their sides in just a few inches of water and mud. It's Depot Bay, quite possibly the Oregon coast's most photographed town. And it's a place of picturesque extremes. With roughly 1,400 residents, it's one of the smallest hamlets on the coast, yet during the summer, there are probably more tourists per square foot in Depot Bay than any other coastal town. With a municipal tax base of $0, it has the smallest municipal tax base in the state, an honor it shares with a number of other towns, but as far as I've been able to learn, none of them have four-digit populations. Depot Bay's tax base was frozen at $0 by ballot measure 50, in 1997. It's been that way ever since. With its famous spouting horn, Depot Bay now has what may be the closest thing Oregon has to a geyser. The last real geyser in Lakeview, dubbed Old Perpetual, became unperpetual and stopped spouting in 2009. The spouting horn is a 2-foot-wide underwater cave that channels incoming breakers in and straight up. Sometimes in especially heavy surf, it can actually soak the sidewalk on Highway 101. And it's for that very reason that the developers of this town once came within a cat's whisker of having the horn filled in with cement, a move that would surely have gone down in history as one of the dumbest moves in the history of tourism. Depot Bay is one of the coast's youngest towns, having only gotten started in 1927 when the highway and bridge were built, and lacking a post office till 28. Yet until 1998, it was home to the oldest privately owned aquarium in the U.S. The aquarium was opened the same year as the highway, and in more ways than one, it was inspired by that road. Generally, it was inspired by the tourists the road was starting to bring to this formerly isolated hamlet, and specifically, it was inspired by a particular group of tourists who had stopped their cars and gathered around a dead octopus by the roadside. Town co-founder Harvey Collins saw the commercial possibilities of popular curiosity about marine life, and later that year, the first aquarium in Oregon was open for business. And business was good. It was good for years. The aquarium acquired an enviable reputation as a place to go see harbor seals and sea lions doing tricks and to gawk at octopi, which were often donated by Depot Bay fishermen who hauled them in as bycatch, and to learn about the latest crop of wildlife brought in to be rehabilitated. Still, no private facility dating back to 1927 could possibly compete with the Marco Hatfield Marine Science Center and Oregon Coast Aquarium, which were built in 1992 just a dozen or so miles north in Newport, with the full support and expertise of Oregon State University behind them. And that was especially true a few years later when Keiko, the orca star of the movie Free Willy, took up residence there at the Newport Aquarium. To make matters worse, the aquarium's star, the Depot Bay Aquarium's star, a seal named Oscar, had died of old age at 37. Seals don't last too long. Just a few years before. By 1998, 10 years after Oscar's death, the owners threw in the towel and closed the doors. The animals, there were only three animals left by then, two sea lions and a harbor seal, they found new homes, two at a children's zoo in Indiana and one at SeaWorld in San Diego. Today, the building that once housed the aquarium is the Silver Heron Art Gallery, a high-end gallery with a piano bar and wine salon upstairs, which, if you have more than a couple dozen years of history with the Oregon coast, you will immediately see how crazy that is. But things are changing out there. Things are changing, and things are definitely gentrifying. The piano bar and wine salon benefit greatly from the generous space and natural light that were necessary for the animals and exhibits at the old aquarium. Among those hardy locals, among whom you will probably count yourself if you have more than a couple of decades of history with the Oregon coast, like I say, among those hardy locals, it's not so much the animals or the art, the fudge, the saltwater taffy, all of that tourism-related stuff that Depot Bay is best known for among people who come here from other places, can probably be taken or left by the average local storm watcher. These are people who listen for gale warnings during the winter, when the tourists are gone, and when an especially gnarly weather system is just about to pounce, they hightail it out to Depot Bay, park along the seawall, open a thermos of coffee, and wait. With its massive rocks, close-in seawall parking, and dramatic spouting horn, Depot Bay is pretty much the best place in the state for winter storm watching, especially if you don't mind getting wet. That's it for today. You've been listening to Depot Bay, the world's smallest harbor, used to be even smaller, which was first published on December 20th, 2010. And if you'd like to see the art for the story or print out a copy for your friends, take a look online at www.offbeatoregon.com, where the articles are very easy to look up. They're all listed in order of date. Just look for the December 2010 articles, and it will jump right out at you. There are, by the way, a number of illustrations for this one, mostly postcards dating back to the 1910s. That covers us until tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the Pescawa, the Canadian Rum Runner Pescawa, which left the safety of international waters where it was transporting whiskey illegally to smugglers somewhere on the coast, to rescue the sailors off of a foundering freighter, saved the lives of 7 sailors, was caught doing so by a Coast Guard cutter, and its captain and crew were sent to prison. Created a mild international incident, and justly so. A lot of people were pretty upset that these guys acted heroically and were rewarded with a prison sentence. That's tomorrow. So until then, have a wonderful day.